Here we are already in September. I hadn't even finished April yet, but anyway, we're coming to a very exciting time of the year. We're right at the threshold of God's fall holy days and all that they mean. In fact, tonight, even the Jews will be having a celebration in preparation for that. I have a Jewish friend that I work with. Next Thursday, September the 13th, is the Feast of Trumpets, or as they say, Rosh Hashanah. It is the foreshadow of the return of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I hope it is a time that we all look forward to in our new roles as kings and priests after his return or at his return, serving with and working with Jesus Christ to establish God's government on this sick and very tired and war-torn world. Two of Jesus's parables expressly address this hope that we all share to become kings and priests. Additionally, these parables set the stage for our understanding of what the Feast of Tabernacles really means. So today I want to just take a very brief review of these because you all have them memorized, but let's just do that anyway. Let's turn over to Matthew 25, please. Matthew 25, and in verses 14 through 23, in my Bible it says, Parable of the Talents. You all have it memorized. Jesus is speaking. He says, For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on the journey. You know the rest of the story. I'm not going to recite it to you. He gave out his talents and he said, you know, take these and, you know, be profitable with them, basically. So the one servant, he had 3. The one servant, he gave 5, had rewarded him with 5 additional talents, a 50% profit. The one that had received 2 talents came back and had a total of 4. Again, a 50% profit. And of course, we know the sad story about the one fellow or the one servant that only received 1 and what was done with it. Now, the same or similar parable is found in Luke 19. If you would, turn over to Luke 19. I cheat. I've got tabs. Luke 19. In verses 12 through 19, it says, Therefore he said, speaking of Jesus commencing his teaching, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants. So he had more than 10 by implication, but he called 10 of them and delivered to them 10 minas and said to them, Do business till I come. So he had 10 minas. He gave them out to the 10 servants. So 1 mina per servant, not 5, 2, and 1, but 1 to each servant. What happened? Well, you know the story. One servant returned 10 minas for the 1 that he received. One servant returned 5 minas for the 1 that he received. And of course, we have the story of the one that did do nothing but bury it. Each one of these servants had abilities and talents. The minimum growth that we see that Jesus recites is 50%. 2 from 2, 5 from 5 in the first parable. Each profitable servant was given what? He was given rulership or governorship of just one city, one town? No, it was two towns or five towns or 10 cities or more. The minimum was two. The minimum was two. So here, in effect, you could be responsible for two towns, maybe Eugene, Oregon, and Boise, Idaho. Don't know. Jesus Christ will soon be returning. The Feast of Trumpets pictures that return. And let's look at one last scripture in Revelation 22. Revelation 22, when Jesus returns, in verse 12, Jesus says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work." So he's looking for 50% profit or better. Now, right now, the ushers are going to be passing out a test. This is a test. This is only a test. It's something for you to study during the upcoming holy days, because you are going to be a ruler of at least two towns and two cities. That takes preparation. That takes understanding. What we need to be concerned with is one question, just one question, besides the one that Jesus asked, will he find faith when he returns? And that is, will we be ready to rule when Jesus Christ returns? Will you and I be ready to take the responsibility of the leader of 2, 5, 10, or 11 or more cities, towns, or areas? It needs serious thought. It needs time. And you need, and we all need, preparation. The Feast of Trumpets and the Feast of Tabernacles are all about Jesus' return and the government or the kingdom of God. You and I will be working to help establish that government and that kingdom on this earth. Are you ready right now? Could you sit down in your town councils and govern 2 or 5 or 10 cities? The questionnaire being passed out is to help you get into the spirit of the Feast of Tabernacles in this fall season. It's not something that you're going to have to turn in and somebody grade. It's for your own use. But it is something for you to think about, because in however many years it will be until Christ returns, we have to be ready. Now, provided that Mr. Luker doesn't fire me after this, my next sermonette, we will go through some questions and some of the answers of this questionnaire. So keep it handy. Keep it in your Bible. You've got plenty of time coming up at the Feast of Tabernacles to study. On the back of it, I've given you some hints, okay? So I'm trying to be merciful to you rather than just give you questions that you don't know an answer to. So there are hints there. And again, nobody's going to grade you. It's for your own use. So enjoy, have fun with it, talk about it, study together, and then we'll find out sometime after the feast how we all did.